for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Greetings and salutations. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We are back again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you to all the listeners. For real. I think we truly appreciate y'all for listening. For real, like, you know, dedicating at least an hour to the conversations that we be having. You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there. For you to let us in your ear canal is highly appreciated. I definitely appreciate that shit. I try to take it seriously because, as Ali and Matt know, sometimes when these mics go off, I do have podcast remorse. So the fact that y'all are paying attention and listening through it, man, it is affirmative. And you be hitting me back, your little co-conspirators, hitting me with even wilder theories that y'all got. I appreciate that. Shit, man. Muhammad, you are out there at Wakanda Studios via the Nubian ISDN. You're doing well. You're sounding good, they telling me, in the streets. How is Central Ave doing? What's the vibe on set? What's it been like?
Vibe is good, man. You know, our two co-hosts are doing well.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Julissa Bermudez and Sonya Richards Ross are killing it day to day, you know. Uh-huh. Making it move how it's supposed to move.
Okay.
You know, we introduced Van on the Streets the other day.
Van on the Streets sounds like a predator.
And I'm fucking it up because that's what we call it internally.
Okay.
But really, it's On the Streets with Van Lathan.
All right.
It's the name of the segment.
Okay. Definitely opens the context a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly what was my note. Like, nobody would know what that is. That sounds like a, you know, kidnapper. Yeah.
Right. How's that? What's the behind the scenes like? How's that? How you adapted to the pace already? How's it feeling? You know,
The pace. I'm adapted to the pace of moving. It's just the your body's and your mind's reaction to moving at that pace, you know.
Yeah.
and moving at that pace, you get different kinds of ideas, and you think you can move different kinds of executions because you delivering every day,
right?
So it's a good exercise for me, like I said before, and I welcome that momentum that is being generated from the frenetic pace of closing every day.
That deadline energy, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and it's not like, see, the part is not really the deadline energy. It's really the, okay, this product is going to be out there every single day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For 5 days a week, you know. And it's like, you get up, you get to it, get it done, shit, come back to it tomorrow, you know? And it's hard to manufacture that when you're not in the middle of it, you know. So,
yeah.
So I appreciate that part of it. You know what I mean? You know, everything increases exponentially. That's all.
Are you
talking to more people?
Yeah.
Doing more shit, processing more information.
Right. I was about to ask you. Are you looking at the news cycle differently? Like the stories of the day? Are you? You know, processing them a little differently than you were before?
That part I'm probably a little slower on.
Okay.
Because that's not my natural thing, is to jump in it as much. I do look at it a lot differently. I am increased in volume of the type of stories that I'm looking at and, you know what I'm saying, paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have a little more work to do as far as being really caught up on all of pop culture, you know what I mean? And knowing it enough to be fluent in pop culturisms, you know what I'm saying? In my world, you know what I'm saying, I had the luxury of being able to say, you know what, I only want to pay attention to this little small section, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's my world. I'm fluent in that shit. I don't really need to know what Dolly Parton doing over there, you know what I'm saying? Or Taylor Swift or whoever, you know what I mean? Or whatever's not in my little wheelhouse. So being able to you know, pay attention to it, it's a slower process than it is the physical action of, okay, of doing the work and executing on an idea. So that part is a little slower. So I'm still catching up on that part.
Yeah, it's got to be cool to be around a bunch of, you know, creatives and shit. That's one thing I miss about, you know, set life or just being in part of a, like, a group of minds all together with different takes and different ideas and, you know, various levels of passion. You know, that's always cool. It becomes real infectious. Yeah.
It does. But, you know, for me, I always still keep your eye on, you know,
Sparrow.
on the prize, you know what I'm saying? Making sure that you're not forgetting your own enterprise, you know what I'm saying? So how do I utilize this momentum and make this shit successful enough to fuel the other enterprise that's already going?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's not getting swept up in it, like, you know. It's executing in it as well as utilizing the energy that you're generating to fuel your shit that you got going on in real life. Real life.
I can dig it. How's that going? How's your own enterprises? How you feeling about them?
It's cool, man. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of planning, because usually this is a slow part time of the year anyway. You know what I mean? So it's good to have what I have going, and then to go into 2020 fresh with new energy, new ideas, and new things.
Yeah. 2020, man. I know there's gonna be a lot of I'm focused in 2020 shit, because that's a layup. But I, you know. Yeah, I'm ready. 2020. Could you believe it? Motherfuckers is about to see 2020. Lord willing. Yeah, that's dope. Oh, man. I got a fucking toothache, man. I think I got a, well, looks like I might have a cavity coming. But I got, it's like intermittent. You know what I mean? It's not all the way painful. It's just every so often. It's like a pair of headphones that got to shorten them. You know what I mean? Them shits every so often to frustrate the shit out of you. That's for the cats still with wires. Anyway, yeah, man. But I think I got to go ahead and get this, go to the dentist. But I don't know, man. I'm conflicted on my dentist. You know, I talked about my old dentist on here, so I don't know if I could double back. Maybe. I ain't slander. In the new dental situation, they a little inconsistent. I've been there 3 times. I done had about 6 motherfuckers in my mouth. Pause if need be, but it's the weirdest shit. It's like some round robin shit. I go there the first time, the hygienist and the dentist, and I go the second time, the motherfucker that was the office manager who last time, now they a hygienist. You know what I'm saying? That was interesting. Then they go again, then the dentist, another hygienist, then the dentist's wife come through. Like, yo, my bad. I know you know, not even my bad, but hey, you might be familiar. Like, I don't know none of these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is weird to me. I'm not fucking with the inconsistency. That kind of guy, they cool, but have you had that? Am I bugging to just want a consistent dentist? Every other dentist spot that I've been to, it's the same person each time that I showed up. It might be a new hygienist, but that's because the old one got fired. That's not because we just came off the bench. You know what I'm saying? Well,
the dentist I go to, it's like a boutique shop. So it's really just her and, you know, her hygienist and, you know, the office person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She share a little space with a couple of other dentists, but when you book her, you book her.
Right.
And she give you that good care.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You want consistency. So, yeah, that shit is. Yeah, it was. I'm like,
so
what was
yeah,
this?
You gotta. You know what I'm saying? You gotta really trust who's digging.
You know what I mean? You just saying who saying ah to anybody. You know what I mean? What the fuck? Who this?
Trey Songz ass nigga.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey yo. What else, man? Shout out to the good people over at Miznan, restaurant over in Chelsea Market. They just showed love. I was at Miznan, and they, you know, I'm indecisive as to what I was going to get, so I pulled the trigger on one dish, and then Kat snuck the other dish, like, yo, here, you try that, you know what I mean? Then they was like, yo, try this, you know what I mean? I guess, you know, they recognized the kid from somewhere, so they started showing me love. So shout out to them people over at the good Miznan. They got good food. I'll say this, it's like a Mediterranean thing. Their thing that they're known for is what they do with a cauliflower. They take like a whole head of cauliflower, like a small, I don't know where they get these little petite heads of cauliflower, but they do something with it to where it feels like they put some oil in it, and I don't know if they roasted or what. Mm-hmm. That shit make cauliflower taste. I fuck with cauliflower actually roasted, but this shit, it's some other, it's a next level. Like, they serve all other types of dishes, but that cauliflower is outshining everything on the menu. And it's not to say that the menu is whack, because there's some shit on there, but that's how good the fucking cauliflower is. I ain't never bigged up no cauliflower dish.
Cauliflower taking over.
In the
19 and the 2020s.
Yeah, they stepped in. They kind of moved Brussels sprouts a little bit out the way, because Brussels sprouts was doing the unpopular popular turn in the market.
But I see all kind of cauliflower shit. Cauliflower steak, cauliflower.
Buffalo cauliflower.
Yeah.
And, you know, just having a moment, I guess. Yeah, but shout out to them people over there at Miznan, man. What else is going on?
I'm about to come home this weekend.
Oh, shit. Homecoming, New York, huh?
Homecoming,
the big city.
My family starting to talk like I don't live there no more.
Deadbeat? What you mean? Or
not,
just
not deadbeat? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my daughter called me today.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I guess she was beefing with her brother. You know what I'm saying? Going back and forth with her mama.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, "Can I come live with you?" I was like, "You already do."
That's funny.
But it's like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like that kind of talk.
Yeah,
come on.
That's funny as shit.
I don't like that.
He was never there.
You know what I'm saying? Where you live, I live right there. What you saying?
Oh, shit.
I was just on a, you know what I mean? on a project.
Right.
I got to go check in, make sure everything's straight.
Touch the turf.
My position.
Yeah. That's what's up. See, you know, the touch the turf, see the people.
Wife started talking like a single mother and shit.
Oh, man. Damn. Oh, absentee Ali.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. Don't put that on me.
Oh, man. That's cool. What you gonna do while you home? Outside of, obviously, you see your family, but
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it, really. Okay. Probably do something solo with the kids, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Do something with my daughter, then do something with my son, then we know.
Mm-hmm.
I think my wife got a hair appointment all day.
Oh, damn.
So, you know,
oh,
might not catch her till the evening.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, but it'll be all good, man. It's really, I'm probably clean up the shit, the little storm of shit that I left when I left the first time. You know how you be rushing out and you don't really get to do it how you need to do it.
Right. So you got all that to go.
Probably do some, you know what I'm saying, Captain Ketchup shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I like I'm, you know, responsible on my super shit, my superintendent shit.
Yo, man, that's funny that you say that shit. My superintendent is so trash. I know this nigga's I'm just not fucking with him. I know I'm not fucking with him because I seen him in the streets and I'm driving by. I ain't even blow the horn at him. That's how I know I don't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, typically, that's my people. Better than I blow the horn, show love. But, man, he got shit so crazy right now, man. There's like, the last 3 or 4 days this week, The hot water is out of here. The hot water is gone for the whole day. Like, the hot water get cut off around like 9 a.m. You know what I mean? And we'll be off until damn near 6 p.m. right now. If I was living a, you know, regular corporate lifestyle, it probably wouldn't fuck up my situation, but I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm coming out, I'm showering post 9 a.m. and it's fucking me up, man. These frigid ass showers in November is killing my whole shit, man. I hate a cold shower. I mean, you know, I know they say they sobering and they give you a whole lot of clarity, but that shit, nigga, I don't like it. It's a hazard. You know what I'm saying? Because I could only take a real, real cold shower. Like, I could, you know, I've been that bitch for about 3-4 minutes. I always gotta sing the chorus to No Limit Soldier while I wash up in the cold water just to give myself the fucking momentum to get through that shit, to thug it on out. You know what I mean? And I be moving so jittery, ready to get the fuck out of there. That's when you slip and fall in that bitch. So, yeah, man, I'm sick right now, man. Yeah, man, this is killing me. So,
hey, man, but you ain't alone, man. Shit was, hot water was off in our hotel this morning.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, man. Frigid.
Yeah.
I turned it on thinking, okay, that shit'll warm up.
Right.
Man, that shit felt like it was colder than it was when I left. You know how the heat be radiating, you get a little steam in right. The room. I got frost in the room, like a little dew.
Damn, that's the worst.
Like, what the fuck?
Sometimes you be wishing it. It's just your imagination. You want the shit to get warmer, so you got your hand under the water, and that shit is as cold as ever. But in your mind, you think you feeling that shit warm up. Nah,
not on this one. Mm-hmm. It felt like outdoors cold water. You know what I'm saying?
Like the creek.
Yeah, like it was outside. Like that water came from all the way outside.
From the springs.
From the goddamn fire hydrant.
Yeah, that shit. Nah. That shit ain't good.
I had to do a wash down.
Yeah. That should have fucked your day up. You know what I mean?
I wasn't on no polar bear shit. What they call that shit when you go jump in the cold ass lake?
Yeah, the polar bears. The cats that go out Coney Island and do all of that weird shit, jump in the water. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Nah,
it's, you know, honestly, that's one of them things that there's part of me that, not deep down, but it's not a bucket list, but it's one of those weird, wild things. I think about, could I do that shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, as much as I had just talked about all that cold water shit, that shit just looked fun. It looked like it's a moment. You know what I mean? It's a moment of insanity. You know what I'm saying? From the shore. Soon as you fucking go out on the shore, whatever frigid day it is, and you jumping out there in just some fucking, some shorts, you know what I mean? That's it, to protect you from the element, and you jump in them cold, icy, turbulent waters that are like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, it's just, for that moment, I guess it's one of those things, like it's like a baptism, maybe. It's, you know, you feel good. But right. I guess when you get out that water and you're toweling off, you realize, hopefully you got a point of clarity, but maybe you just like, damn, that was real unnecessary. You know what I mean?
Nah, you know, it's cool in the summer.
No, but that shit in the summer, it makes sense. It's refreshing. But in the winter, that's what raises the stakes. Cause it's really like, why are you doing this? It's cold as fuck out there, and it's only gonna be colder in there, and you could get hypothermia. Are you ready to risk it all type shit? And you say, fuck it, yeah, let me do this shit. Let me, you know. Let me fuck with the wiring. Let me fuck with my hypothalamus.
Rear it up.
See what happens.
Rear it up. That's your boy.
Damn, man.
What else going on with you?
What's going on with me? I'm just trying to, I don't know if we talked about this. I'm just trying to program my day better, you know? I have quite a bit of free time. Not free time, but most of my shit don't really kick off until at least after 6, outside of, you know, just little odds and ends shits that I got programmed into the day. So it's always like I try to give myself some type of structure and some type of directive for the day to get out the crib and you know, do something productive,
right.
You know?
Right.
So yesterday, you know, I went to the Whitney And walked around. That's, you know, that's one of my little things. It's just I went to there, and then I had lunch with my cousin. We had a good little chop up. Then I got into the world. Went down to the clubs. Well, really just to the Cellar and then to the flat Fat Black in the Village Underground. Kicked it. You know what I mean? Chopped it up at the table with a few cats. You know, that was cool. But yeah, it's always like, well, what am I gonna do with this? Because I hate when I go on stage and that's the first time I've seen people that day. You know what I mean? That shit can happen, especially on the road sometimes, or you know, like on a fucking Wednesday, and you ain't got nothing else to do, and then you got your first spot is 8:30, and you get on that stage, you're like, damn, that's the first conversation I had all day. This shit, this is gonna be interesting. You know what I mean?
that's like, yeah. That's like working solo, and then you get that first call after about 2 hours.
Right, yeah.
You start working about 7, then about 10 o'clock, somebody call. You like, hello.
Gotta get that sleep out your voice.
like, nigga, you sleep?
Right.
Nah, man, I just ain't talking to nobody.
Right. So, you know, outside of writing, I'll probably go to, go into various coffee shops. I realize I'm not a... I don't like coffee like I, you know, I try to sell myself on it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them things.
I like it.
Yeah, you know, one of them things where you just, I think it's not even the move. I've been doing black coffee, straight black coffee, as a tribute to my grandfather. He used to do black coffee often, call it black water. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's my brother-in-law actually kicked off the tribute. I was like, let me see what's what. Because then also, you know, too much sugar in the coffee, that shit become it's just a sugar soup. You know what I mean? Like when you go too hard with it, you know, nigga trying not to get the beaties. So I'm trying, you know, you know what I mean? Dead ass. I'm out here.
You say the beaties.
The beaties, nigga. I'm out here. Yo, speaking of which, did you know that cashews fuck your blood sugar up? They raise your blood sugar. I'm eating cashews thinking I'm trying to do the sensible thing. I'm killing these shits. And I done found out, nah, that shit, that's not good for you. If you're trying to, you know, so heads up if you didn't know. It's very carb heavy. But what are we talking about? How we get into the car? How we get into the cashews? Where the fuck are we coming from? We're talking
black
about
coffee,
black coffee, and then we got from black. Oh, just, yeah, that's just be part of the day. You know what I'm saying? Go get a cup of coffee. And I'm only buying a cup of coffee really as rent for whatever fucking coffee shop I'm squatting in or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So doing that. Lord, you know, going to museums and shit. Just always trying to find some shit. I'm often one of these motherfuckers that'll go online and today in NYC, you know what I mean? What's going on? and just go to some real Google shit. Like, I might fuck around and go to this damn chili cook-off this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Just
You on your Village Voice shit.
Yes. Actually, I got a timeout in New York right now at my at my disposal as I'm talking to you. I got that shit cracked open looking at what's going on.
Yeah, that shit was when I first came to New York. I was dating this girl who always planned her weekend through the Village Voice. Like found out where all the shows was at or whatever dance class she wanted to take. You know what I'm saying? Her whole little social calendar was based on the Village Voice.
Yeah.
And I thought that was some strange shit, but it was interesting that a city like New York would even have something like that. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause I've never done, I guess other cities have that too, but it's just so foreign to me.
You just play your shit by ear.
Well, you just hear from other people what's popping. Like, you know what I'm saying? I felt like shit, I was never short of what was popping.
Right.
You know what I mean? You call this person, that person, what's good, by the time you fill up a whole weekend.
You always in the know. See, the thing about that sometimes is when you call up certain people just to find out what's popping, it's almost like sometimes he might not want to hang out with other people. You know what I mean?
Right, you know what I'm saying?
But then if motherfuckers like, yo, I'm going to be here, this is what's going on now, it's kind of like, you know, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just want to go to, or sometimes you just want to go to some random different shit.
Right. But I think that's you know, for me, if you just want to get a baseline temperature check on where it's at, you know what I mean? You might not want to be around those people, but okay. Now, it might be a little something that you might could slide through to kill a little time on the early side and then you could jump off and do whatever random shit you want to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was just foreign to me to do it in that way.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, like somebody come to a new city, they don't have as many social connections. That is a great way of getting out and being out in the world. Or if, like you said, if you don't want to fuck with nobody, mm-hmm. that you know, you just want to be out on your own solo dolo.
Yeah.
That's a good way. Just look at the social calendar in your local whatever.
Right. That was almost like the internet, prior to the internet in a way. There used to be a magazine, and I've done that. Obviously, I think I do it a lot more because I'm in cities typically by myself a lot, or, you know what I mean? Or just cities I'm not from, so I'll do it there. But even before that, just when I was just exploring, you know what I mean? That was always one of the things. I remember there used to be this magazine called Flyer. It's an old free New York magazine. It was one of those shits that'd tell you like all of the club nights in the city and, you know, like whatever. All of the same type of shit that Time Out New York I have, Village Voice I have. You go in other cities like Creative Loafing is one of those. Frank 151 is one of those. I can't think of any of the other ones off the top, but you know, that's always a little something like a nice little reference. You know, obviously it's all assorted shit. You could get whatever contacts you got, you could reach out, but that's always been some shit. And I'll say music stores and like head shops, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's why, the little spots where they be selling all of the weed for smoke paraphernalia, all them spots that typically have a lot of little flyers and, you know what I'm saying, what's going on and shit like that type thing. So, yeah, that was always kind of one of my things.
Fired up.
Yeah. So, you know, but just trying to figure out how to program these days, you know, that's what it came from.
Word. In Atlanta, it ain't no real problem finding out what's happening around here.
Yeah.
That shit just flow through the wind.
Right.
And you have to sit your ass down out here. Everybody want to just do stuff.
Yeah, Atlanta got a lot of events.
And then it's always like, it's one of them towns that people always come through. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, since I've been here, it's like, you know, somebody always coming through.
Right.
I'm in town. Let's bet that. Let's do this. Let's meet here. Ba-bam. Next thing you know, you back up 6 in the morning trying to hit it, but you done did too much.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to taper that shit off.
There you go.
What's going on?
Shit, what's up, man? What's going on with you, man? Talk to me. You in Atlanta.
Wakandas. Yeah, it was like a lot of background noise popping off.
Oh, yeah. That was, I was fucking out there. I forgot. Yeah, it was some beatboxing, some lunch table shit. What's going on, dude? The new MacBook Pro 16-inch is coming out this Friday.
Another one of them $4,000 situations.
Nah, it ain't that expensive.
No, I'm saying they have a $4,000 option. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, not on this.
They do. Once you put the shit in the memory and the shit like that.
What do you mean? If you add in, but yeah, only two they got right now is a $2,400 one and a $2,800 one.
And that $2,800 could go to 42 real quick.
Yeah.
I priced it out today. I was on that market today.
Oh, okay.
Not that anyone has to get it.
Right. Right.
It puts you in that position of, okay, only thing about laptops is it going to hold up long enough to be worth the four?
How long is long enough for you?
I don't know. I haven't.
No, I'm just saying, how you feel when you go in and buying a computer, how long do you expect it to last by your own Ali standard?
3 years.
Oh, all right. Shit. That's not bad. Cause I'm,
no, it's not.
Okay. It's I thought you were going to ask for more than that. Yeah.
No, it's not bad at all. After that, you tripping because they're going to start fucking you up with the making it obsolete after a while. You know what I'm saying? They're going to change the cords. You can't use the USB regular no more. You got to use the, you know what I mean? They're going to change it up after a few years. So you have to be on that. But really, it's like, okay, you need a new machine. Do you get a full-on desktop pro situation? You know what I'm saying? That you're going to come in the game round about four or better. And then, or do you go, this for a video, this, you know what I'm saying, somebody who do video and shit. Or you going to go with a laptop and come in round about four. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where you're, that's where you start to think like, okay, which way do I go? If so, you can't go both.
So in order to, in your mind, just asking you, cause you do video. So in order to do video, right? Because I definitely want to get a new pro. And I had, my shit's been, I caught mine back in 2014. And it's still there. It's still rocking. But that shit is, something in that bitch is loose. I think I said that before. Like, it's something, and when I move it, this, like, it feel like it's a Frisbee inside that shit. I'm surprised it be booting up. But it's hung in there. So I've been waiting because I had seen the rumors on this whole 16-inch MacBook Pro. And, you know, been... Mac, you know, Apple's been kind of pump faking with this model in particular. So you do video, right? So part of my, one of my things is I want to do more video. It probably won't be obviously to the scale that you do it, you know what I mean? But I want the ability. So in your opinion, would the $2,400 one be good enough for this shit, or do you really have to gas out and go 4,000 on the laptop to really get it cracking?
The 2,400, let's see. The 2,400, let's see, it's gonna start with, it's gonna start with 16 gigs on your memory, and then got the processor. You could get by. You're gonna be able to do video on any, either one of them. It's just to what extent, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, so explain to me, because my shit is going to be, I'd imagine, casual. Like, I'm not going to be doing feature films, you know what I mean? At the, at this point, I'm going to be doing content for the tubes.
And really, it's not even about the one project. It ain't about, oh, can I do this big old project? That shit comes into play when you're doing project after project after project. And it could be a bunch of small ones.
Right.
But over time, that shit wears down your process. I don't know how, what's the, you know what I'm saying, science behind it, but I do know a computer that was really popping, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden is not that popping. You know what I'm saying? You slow dragging with the motor.
So, like, the motor runs out damn near.
It just starts moving slower, you know what I mean? And you could probably optimize it and download, the, take shit off the computer and, you know what I mean, do all that. But really, it's that processor. You know what I'm saying? And that amount of memory that you have to process the videos and shit. So for me, I'm going to at least have the 16 gigabytes in memory. You know what I'm saying? Just to, you know what I'm saying, say you're going to be doing that shit all the time. Now, where it gets tricky is on the 2400, you got 512 gigabytes of storage, right? But then once you throw your Adobe on that motherfucker and all that other shit, you know, you're going to be running through that real, real quick. So once you got it loaded up and then you doing shit like downloading shit from Dropbox and shit like that, you're going to end up, not that you got to keep it there, you gotta, just got to be real diligent about making sure your files go to an outside drive with that 512. That 512 going to burn through. So I'm already gonna start with, say, you know, if I'm gonna do the 24, you gotta be very diligent about, this is how I'm gonna do my storage, you know, and is that something you want to worry about? For me, I know I'm not as diligent about that, so I'm gonna probably spend a few extra dollars to have more memory and more storage.
Right. So you could just leave everything on the computer. You don't have to.
No, I'm not going to leave everything on the computer, but you do have, like, when you operate in Premiere, it's going to be storing files as you're working.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In a place where, you know, it's going to be dragging on your memory in the cache, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that cache storage is a invisible as memory hog.
Mm.
And so you working 4K on some shit and you doing a bunch of little things. You doing that for, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time, and you putting up 5-10 videos.
Right.
All that shit be hitting files all over your computer everywhere.
So there's no way to like wipe that, like after you
yeah,
finish.
Yeah, you could clear it, but you're not paying attention to it while you're working. Mm. That should just be collecting in the background.
Right.
It ain't telling you we collecting all these cache files and shit.
Right.
It's just you just working. And in the beginning, you'll be diligent about it, but then as soon as you get 5-6 projects in and you trying to get it out, you know what I'm saying? You look up and your shit'll be stalling.
Mm.
So you want to have enough room to play with when you start messing with them big files. And I guess I done all the way nerded out.
That's what we asked for, though. I wanted to hear that. I definitely look at some of them tech specs and don't exactly know, because I'm trying to just more so than anything justify the $400 leap. Like, I want to know exactly what that is articulated. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then now you're saying the leap could get even higher.
Ooh. The leap, yeah. The leap goes and goes.
Yeah. It's a tall-ass box jump. Anyway.
But they looking to get $4,000 out you in a minute. You know what I'm saying? If you're not doing any type of heavy work, then you're gonna hit that 24. But if you're doing any type of heavy work, you're going to say, all right, let me upgrade my memory and my processor. And it's just in upgrading the processor and adding a little more memory in your graphics card. You at 35 plus tax, which is 4. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Fucking Apple, man. And the thing is, for what I see sometimes, and I don't all the way look into it, just because aesthetically I kind of stepped away from the PC world years and years ago, but it feels like when I look online, like there's a lot of these PC laptops that are way cheaper that seem to be way more equipped to handle that shit. What do you think in that? How you feel about that?
I couldn't even tell you because I ain't never used a PC.
Okay.
So, but you know what I'm saying? Somebody was showing me their PC that they had built out, you know what I'm saying, with all these crazy specs to handle video and all that, and they seemed to be operating just fine.
Right.
So, and it was $2,500.
Look at that shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fully blowed out with all the heavy specs.
Right. I always see cats that got PCs in the middle of some type of build. You know, it's like the car that's on the lawn. You know what I mean? There's always, we're going to add that. I'm going to pull that out and put that in. You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
Working old school.
Exactly.
I'm going to change this muffler out, put in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dual chrome pipes.
And go downtown, go grab me one of these little memory discs real quick from Canal Street. I got to connect, put that in there, and then I get this emulator next thing you know, and the whole shit. any fucking way. Damn, Apple, we'll figure it out. I'll keep y'all posted on that. Man, what else, dude? Queen and Slim coming out.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. That might actually be a Thanksgiving with the family situation. You know, we might do that because it come out on Thanksgiving and always looking for some shit to do. Only thing is, yeah, that might be an option. The Irishman comes out too on Netflix right around that same time. I think the same day, actually, the 27th. You know, The Irishman is showing in a few theaters in the city, and a few theaters maybe nationwide, for a few weeks, just so they could be in contention for the Oscar.
Right.
And, you know, first of all, like, the movie theaters is super tight, because a lot of, you know, they wanted them to do business with them, and Netflix was like, you know, they didn't want the window to be as large as the these like the movie chains. Like the movie chains is looking for like a 60-day window. Netflix was like, nah, we're not going any higher than that. At the most 45, and I think they did like a 20 something at these few theaters in New York, the Belasco and IFC, and them shit's been sold out for the most part. And I, you know, I'd been kind of entertaining maybe going to see the shit, but then the fact that the shit is 3.5 hours, don't feel like I'm gonna enjoy
that
shit.
What is the Irishman?
The Irishman is the new Scorsese movie with Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Harvey Keitel. You know what I mean? It's the Dundada, and they saying this like might be Scorsese's best work, you know, in a long time, at least since like Goodfellas. You know what I mean? Like it's that type of shit. So it's an event. You know, it's an event. They opened up, like Netflix struck a deal with the Belasco, which is like a big ass theater that's over, what's that, in the '40s, like this big ass old school theater with the balconies and even the mezzanine and an orchestra, like an old school big auditorium theater. I think that was kind of closed down. So they opened it up just, you know, they like four-walled it just for the experience and shit.
Okay.
So, you know, there's the part of it because it's a fucking Scorsese movie, and I'm sure that shit probably going to look crazy on the big screen, but 3.5 hours.
It's 3.5?
3.5, Pop. 3.5. And like, yeah, no intermission, none of that shit. Fuck your bladder. You know what I mean?
They got it available at the Alamo.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's the type of, you know, curated cinema that'll be over at the Alamos.
This weekend.
Yeah, shit. Is it all the way sold out?
Nah.
What's it looking like? Well, it's been out there for a couple of weeks, so it might not be too bad. Okay. Yeah. It's not
I thought you said it came out the same time as Queen of Slim.
No, it's going to come to Netflix on that same thing that Queen of Slim goes to the movies. It came to the movies probably like 2-3 weeks ago, some shit like that. So like those, maybe 2 weeks ago, that first couple of weeks, shit was sold out, you know what I mean? Heavy or, you know, terrible seats, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then there's another movie called Waves that Chris Lambert has been, he was kind of bigging up. I seen a preview or a trailer. That shit, it looked cool. Cinematically, it kind of looked like Moonlight 2.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, like the just how it looked. And then I seen, I don't know how true this is, but it says it's a drama / musical.
What?
I'm like, hey, I'm cool on a musical. I like, you know. I don't know. Musicals always, kind of, they, I'm very, yeah, I ain't got too many musicals on my top 10 list. I don't think I got musicals on my top 25. I can't think of the last musical. Maybe The Wiz.
Right.
I don't know the last musical where I was like, yo, a musical will make me not fuck with it. You know, I kind of wanted to see, was it La La Land? I wanted to see what that was about, but then I found out that was a musical and it's in black and white. Not that I don't mind black and white, but a black and white musical, nah, So, but Waves is coming out this weekend, so that's something, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Bird
what
up.
You looking forward to culturally?
Culturally?
Yeah.
I was looking forward to Queen of Slim.
Mm-hmm.
See what they did with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to seeing what this next season of whatever the Power rendition is.
Oh, right. Well, that's January, though, right? We got a little while, right? Something like that. I think it's in January. I think. I mean, you know, you might be more hip to shit than I am. You know, you're out there in the streets.
You know what I mean?
You might have some insider information. I don't know.
I don't have no insider information at all. But you know what I'm saying? I just got a speculation report.
Oh, are you trying to share the speculation or what you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I speculate. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have the one about the new ghost being Tyreek.
I've heard that. I just had that conversation, yesterday with my cousin.
There'll be one on Kanan's backstory with 50.
Okay. All right. Like a prequel.
Yeah.
So probably with Young Ghost, Young Tommy.
Nah, I think it's, I guess, but it's mostly, it's about, actually it's, a, it's, probably, it's, it's, It's about Canaan.
Okay. Which is Get Rich or Die Trying Part 2.
Part 2.
Basically.
No doubt.
Shit. Look, man, if you got shot 9 times, I ain't mad at you telling that story over and over again. Shit, Spider-Man could keep telling the same story 10 times in a row.
Yeah, if you got the opportunity to tell stories, shit, tell them.
Yeah, there you go. So which one are you most excited about?
I want to see what the one, the Kanan backstory, because it's going to be like old school.
Oh, okay. You like the period piece.
Yeah, so I want to see how gritty they get with it.
Yo, speaking of that, did you fuck with any of the Hulu Wu-Tang show?
Not yet.
Never, really? You know it's over now, so you can binge the whole shit.
I was waiting on it to all the way finish, and then I came down here and been in the mix.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been finished for a little while now.
Yeah. I'm going to check it.
Yeah.
I mean, in real life, I haven't even seen that last episode of Power.
Really?
Yeah, in real life. Yeah. But you told me so much about it that, hey, I felt like I seen it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you all. Damn. Yeah, man. Yeah, it was good, man. I like the Wu-Tang.
I'd be interested to see what that Issa Rae on Lakeith Stanfield movie looked like.
The Photograph, right, or something like that.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. That should be cool. Those are, you know, they good. They got the hot hand. It should be interesting. Isn't that shit a musical too? Is it a little bit of musical in that too?
Is it a musical?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Let me not say that. I don't know. I saw the trailer came out, but I haven't clicked on the trailer. I see they So, you know, it is what it is. That's gonna be a good look though. That should be cool. That's not for a while, all right.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's next year. All right.
Cool. Like next year is a long time away.
It's a little while. It's a little while. February is a little while.
Yeah, but you know that shit gonna come and go real quick.
Yeah.
But you know, but that's cultural to see how they hold, how they pull off a whole movie as a couple or whatever they is, and see where Issa Rae falls in her acting lessons.
Yeah. I think I heard that she did her thing in this. Somebody tweeted about it. You know, like.
I felt like she kind of stole the show in Little, and even though that wasn't no real serious acting,
right?
It was, you know what I'm saying. I think she held it down. You know, I was, you know, I always give her a hard time on some of the Insecure stuff, especially her crying scene that one season.
Uh-huh.
So you know what I'm saying. I gave her props on Little.
Uh-huh.
I want to see how far she's come to pull off this Photograph.
Yeah, I think she's gonna be good. You know, I think maybe I don't gauge acting as well as I thought I did. You know what I mean? Because certain people just get me. You know, like I was just having this conversation. I didn't think Notori Norton was bad in Power, especially this last season. Or, you know, I at least look at her as more of an actor than I did as a R&B singer now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I take it seriously, like, okay, she out here, she doing her thing, she's in the, you know, she's pulling these feelings out of it. She's, you know, a good conduit for my mind, you know what I mean, for what the story, you know, calls for. But as far as Issa Rae goes, I like Issa Rae, but I think it's also because certain people, like, they when they come in the game as a singular type, they get to be themselves throughout, you know, their career in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like Danny McBride is kind of like Danny McBride in every fucking, you know what I'm saying, every role he take. Seth Rogen is Seth Rogen. You know what I'm saying? Like Hannibal gets, you know what I mean? He's kind of Hannibal. You know what I'm saying? Like I've seen on call sheets, not call sheets, but on breakdowns, a Hannibal Buress type. You know what I'm saying? I think when you kind of write yourself in the game and you know what I mean? And then like Awkward Black Girl was such a disposition early too, like before it became a thing where like, you know, like now, not say everybody wasn't socially awkward or dealt with anxiety, but this was early before the shit became a
in vogue.
Right, a wave per se, you know what I mean? So many people identified with that shit that, you know, and obviously Awkward Black Girl, Insecure is not much of a leap. it's just more of a, you know, more produced and a little bit more evolved. But it, you know, you kind of already fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's almost like, in my mind, Issa Rae is a character in herself. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I guess since it was, and I think it's kind of made the she's obviously not as awkward as once before, but since the introduction in my mind was like, you know, in that storyline. So when you're seeing her kind of navigate through the industry, you see like on the red carpet, you saying, oh, that's Issa Rae, that's awkward. You know what I mean? If she do some awkward shit, it's only on brand. You know what I mean? So it's like, and it's like, it's authentic. You know what I mean? So there's that. So, like, I fuck with her as an actor. I don't, you know what I mean? And then, so I don't, yeah, I got a feeling she gonna do what she does. You know what I mean? Like, she don't be taking me out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't seen anything where I'm like, hey. You know what I'm saying? And then Lakeith Stanfield, he's a beast. You ever seen Crown Heights?
No.
It's a movie, like a movie. I think it's on Amazon. It's like an indie movie he did where he in jail pretty much the whole shit. He played like a Jamaican cat from Crown Heights. And that shit, it's pretty good. It's a good-ass movie. He's a, you know, hell of an actor. So it should be good. You know, some black love for the holidays. That's always well-received, you know.
Right.
You
right.
know, man. Some new
yeah, so
cuddling.
I mean, shit. I'm also interested to see where Cap get a job at this Saturday.
Yeah, we gonna see. So, I was fuck it.
You say you don't think he gonna work again?
Nah, I don't. I think he. This is. I was watching. I'm watching a few takes about this, right? And somebody was saying that where's the upside on a certain level, right? Because and this is just an amalgam. This is some crowdsourcing of just the takes that I've seen. This is what I've kind of gathered. So it's a various takes in a stew. This is a take stew. So some people, there's people that are like, you know, he got the settlement because, you know what I'm saying, they kind of, there was some type of settlement that basically said, or at least conceded it somewhat, even though I don't believe it was articulated in a way, but there was something saying like, yo, there was some, what were they calling that shit? Not tampering, but what, collusion. There was some collusion to where he was somewhat blackballed, or he had the opportunity for him to pursue a career in the NFL taken from him. And he was able to prove that in a way to where, you know, it settled and they cut him a check. You know what I'm saying? Some people say $10 million. I don't know if that was ever announced or whatever, but he got a check that said, yo, since we colluded, we fucked up. Here you go, right? So you got that, right? And then they're saying that, you know, this might be more of like a PR type of thing, because supposedly one, he got the notice of the workout super late, and it was a short window for him to confirm or whatever. And then supposedly the speculation is it's gonna be probably a bench position, like he ain't gonna be starting, right? So he gonna get like the league minimum, which is like maybe $800,000, right? And then on top of that, by signing that, supposedly the agreement will most likely be you can't be vocal about, you know, everything that you've been talking about. You kind of got to put a muzzle on that, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of like...
You can do it on your own time.
Can you?
Yeah, he could talk about social issues. He could talk about those.
Well, but first of all, he's not the most talkative cat and he could talk, but he don't, you know, even on his own time, he ain't really been the most talkative about his movement, right? But so there, one, there's that. But then two, you know, like who's listening to a quarterback off the field? You know what I mean? Like, if they're, because typically your interaction with most of these players is when they have your attention when they in play. You know what I mean? When they at the job. So, like, if we go on protest, but the most effective.
He wasn't in play when he was protesting on the.
No, I mean, he was on the field. He was all on the sideline. He was on the sideline, but he was in the arena. He was amongst the cameras, but he wasn't on his off time. He wasn't, like, you know what I mean, at the house. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't on his Instagram or his Twitter or some shit like that. That's outside of the platform presented. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my thing is, like, because that's what he was using his platform for, which was honorable and noble, and, you know, he
lost his job.
He martyred it out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, so now if he get a gig.
Uh-huh.
Are they just, is it, I mean, it is what it is, but the question was, not want him to lose his job again, but I guess if he want to play, he want to play. The question was, I seen, like, the takeout there was like, well, what's the upside? Is it just more of a PR stunt?
The upside is he
get
to do the job that he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? He could talk about all the issues he want. He could still represent all the issues. And just him being there, even if he gets to play at in the second string, whatever, just his presence is already making a statement. You know what I'm saying? His presence is a win for that particular movement just by seeing his number. You know what I'm saying? Seeing his name on the back of his shirt already stands for what he stands for, because he used his platform to the nth degree, got himself fired. Everybody knows what his name means. That's why he don't have a job right now. You know what I'm saying? Because the distraction or whatever, or whatever they want to say. You know what I'm saying? But on his, for it was all at the expense of his own personal journey of what he wanted to do professionally. So, you know, he's been counting it down, just like, you know, he's been counting down all the days that he wasn't able to work in the NFL, right? So if he's able to work in the NFL, he's gotten his wish. You know what I'm saying? And at best, he might have a few more years. You know what I'm saying? Mm. 4-5 more years or whatever. And then he's going to be back on the grind anyway.
Mm.
So he just want to have what they didn't give Carmelo.
What, his little send-off?
Nah, a chance to finish his career. You know what I'm saying? On his terms.
Yeah. Well, Carmelo shit is a little different, too, I think. I mean,
yeah, but it's very different. It's a whole lot different, but it's
he buttoned it up like it was the same type of thing.
It is a nigga who can't play his sport that still got the skills to do it.
Yeah, but that's so many people. That ain't just Carmelo. That's many
but
people.
Melo feel like he was colluded against.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, man. I hope he get it off. Obviously, it would be cool to see the cat get on a team. And like I said before, on some Disney shit, win the chip. You know, that would be bananas. Or just, I think J. Cole tweeted that'll be it's going to definitely be the hottest jersey in the game for a bit. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be the new Michael Vick. Isn't he 7? Isn't he 7 still?
He was.
Yeah. So he come back with
ain't
7.
Nothing now.
You know, I mean, you know, damn. Nigga ain't nothing.
He ain't no number now. Not that he's not that.
Well, don't he sell? He sells his own jersey. He sells a jersey in the world with a 7 on the back.
With a 7 on it.
Yeah, with the name, you know. So, yeah, man. We'll see what happens. What's your? I mean, I don't really follow the NFL that crazy the way I'm. I know there's need for a quarterback on a lot of different teams. You got any? Takes you got any picks?
I mean, I my take is that it's a PR program to show goodwill from the NFL. You put it out there in a way that no one owner is ostracized for giving them a chance, because the way that it was set up before, if anybody gave them a chance, they would have been like, oh, they the one motherfuckers that went against all the other owners and gave the dude a chance. So. All right, if you open it up to everybody, you know what I'm saying, no one owner gets singled out for making a move if they had to make a move.
Right, it's sanctioned.
Yeah, it's sanctioned. It's a sanctioned situation. And if nobody makes a move, they gave them a chance.
if somebody makes a move and he gets to do what he does, you know what I'm saying, the NFL looked like they were gracious, per se. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then y'all could stop boycotting them.
Let's see. We'll see what happens. Well, you got any predictions? Any team predictions?
Man, I don't trust none of them. I don't think they're going to give him a rock.
Oh, you don't think he's going to get a look? You think this is just...
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't put money on it.
Damn. Well, they say that, I heard Stephen A. say some shit like, if he just, as long as he don't throw that shit in the stands, he probably going to get picked up. Because there is a need for him. You know, especially if you're going to be on the bench, there's a need for him. And then, you know, I think... press-wise, I think it's more favorable than anything, and it's going to be a big story, but who knows? Who knows?
They say 13 teams are going to the workout.
Yeah.
They're committed to a 10. 13 teams. So, the Miami Dolphins need somebody.
Mm-hmm. Are they coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, we'll see. Good luck, Cap.
Yeah.
Thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck, Cap. See what's up, man. Hopefully you get back in the game. Hopefully you get that motherfucking, that old, what's my man's name, trophy? What's the guy's name when they win? What's the guy's name?
O'Brien.
Is that the O'Brien? No, it's not the O'Brien. I think O'Brien is hockey. What's the,
You're thinking the Lombardi?
Lombardi. Lombardi. What's the O'Brien trophy? Is that hockey? Is
hockey.
That, no, hockey is the cup. That's the Stanley Cup. O'Brien might be some,
basketball?
Golf? Oh, it's basketball? Yeah, it's basketball. Basketball, right?
Larry O'Brien Trophy is the NBA championship.
Yeah. The old Larry O'Brien. What do you think is the best looking trophy in all of sports? Because this, what do you think is the best one?
I mean, the most iconic to me is the goddamn Super Bowl trophy.
What you think, Massey? You make a face.
Stanley Cup is a classic.
Stanley Cup.
You gotta go,
fire. Stan.
Like it just. There's so, it's such history there.
Stanley Cup is kind of fire. I think culturally it might not have as much momentum on this side of the table. But I've actually seen the Stanley Cup in real life and shit. That shit feel like something. The Larry O'Brien shit's kind of fire too. What's the baseball? The baseball joint is crazy. Hold on, the MLB. That's the one with the all of the little the MLB. They all prestigious in their own right. If I had to go with one, I'm gonna go with the I'm gonna go with the cup. I'm gonna go with the cup. I like how that shit is kind of ill. And then I think out of an entertainment shit, I like the Emmy. I think the Emmy is fire. I like the little wingspan shit. I like the little globe. I like how that base is. I remember one time in my old apartment, I was looking out the window. It was alternate side of the street parking. I think I said this before, but some cat in my building, he was parking his car. And then just out the side, out of his passenger side, he just pulled a big-ass Emmy out of his crib. It's like, oh, shit, out of the car. I was like, damn, this motherfucker got the Emmy. That shit look fire. Yeah. I go with that as far as entertainment. Where y'all at with that? Oscars, Emmy, Grammy. What's your favorite statue out of those? Tony.
I mean, Emmy is a pretty trophy.
Yeah, Emmy look good.
But you know that Oscar hold more weight.
At Oscar say a lot. At Oscar say it a lot. I should have get you through. That's your, you know what I mean? That's the ultimate laminate.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Speaking of Emmys and all of that, anything we should look forward to on Central Ave coming up? You want to tease some shit?
Nothing to tease right now. You know what I'm saying? Because by the time they hear it, we've probably been unchanged. Everything on the board. That's the nature of this daily shit. Is tomorrow is gonna be a whole new setup.
That's what's up. So where you gonna be this week outside of at the crib? What you got going on till next time?
Shit, I'm gonna be right here in the A, man. You could hit me on @MrMuhammad on the Instagram, @MrMuhammad on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And shit, man, you catch me in the streets of the A.
There it is. You catch me in New York right now. Nothing planned at the moment. If anything does change, you know, I'll hit y'all on the socials. And shit, until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.